Good morning, 7:38, almost 7:39 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our monthly update from the Coffeyville Public Library. Joining us, we have Lois Hendricks. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing well. So what's going on at the library?
Well, they say April showers bring May flowers. So we should expect to be covered in flowers in May after that rain we had on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have many exciting things going on at the Coffeyville Public Library in May. On Monday, April 8th, the solar eclipse will take place at 12:30 p.m. here in Coffeyville. Before the solar eclipse, the children and their parents will ride the bus to the NASA exhibit at the Aviation Museum on Big Hill in Coffeyville from 10 to 11:30. You'll need to call to sign up to get on the bus ride, but that's from 10 to 11:30. Afterwards, there will be an eclipse party at the library before we view the solar eclipse with special glasses at 12:30. This Monday's coming up quickly, April 8th, so call in to sign up for the bus ride from 10 to 11:30, 620-251-1370. Other special events at the library will be Wednesday, April 10th at 3 p.m. will be a bath salt craft for adults in the community room. Call 620-251-1370 to sign up for this. Friday, April 12th from 4 to 7 will be a role-playing game in the community room. No need to sign up. Friday, April 19th at 3 o'clock in the community room, we will have a guest speaker who was on the canine search and rescue team at the OKC bombing that took place April 19th, 1995. This is the 29th anniversary, and this will be a very interesting and moving program. Friday, April 26th from 4 to 7 will be a trading card game in the community room. Saturday, April 27th, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals will be in the community room at 11, along with story time with Miss Kate. Also on Saturday, April 27th at 2 in the community room, we will have a bracelet craft. There is a sign-up sheet, so please call 620-251-1370 to sign up. Our regular events are every Monday is a Movie Monday at 12 in the Children's Library. Every Tuesday, the Genealogy Department comes in from 1 to 3. Every Wednesday, there's a story time at 10 in the Children's Department. Every Saturday, there is a story time at 11 in the Children's Department with Miss Kate. We now have a 3D printer. Come in and check it out. Prices vary by weight. 20 cents per gram with $1 service fee. Well, this month's bookcase is dedicated to April's National Poetry and National Pet Month. Come see our many books and movies to check out. April's book review is from the special bookcase, and it's titled The Strange Powers of Pets by Brad and Sherry Steiger. So I checked this out and read a little of this, and I came across something that was interesting to me. Exercises to establish telepathic communication with your pet. I'll read just a little bit. Here is a very simple exercise to help you develop a closer telepathic bond with your pet. It's an ability which we all have and which is quite easy to trigger. All you need to do is make contact with your pets, is to think intently of them and form a mental image of what you wish to communicate. Well, the other night, I had my little Tallulah. She's almost 2 years old, Australian Shepherd, and she has a little habit where, you know, being a herding dog, she wants to, you know, and This isn't acceptable. She's not hurting, but it's like
trying to nip at you to get you to do stuff.
Yeah, and I keep saying, no bite, no bite. And she was just sitting there. We were in the living room, you know, by my knees, and I knew she was going to get here. And so I was looking at her, and I looked into her eyes, and I thought, no bite. And she looked up at me like, you were in my head. I don't know if it worked or not, but, but I'm going to keep trying because it said if you have a habit you're trying to get your dog to break, do that. Because they're listening. It's like a kid. I'm hearing this. Don't do that. Don't do that. But you go in their head.
Mm-hmm.
It might work. I'm going to try anything.
Okay, yeah.
But that really kind of freaked me out when she looked at me and, what was that?
Well, you let us know how it worked. That's great.
Yeah. Well, this April's poem is from the book Case also. This is poems from Robert Louis Stevenson. And there was one in here that I remember. When I was a child, the little golden books had this in it. And the book, the story is The Land of Counterpane. When I was sick and lay abed, I had two pillows at my head, and all my toys beside me lay to keep me happy all the day. And sometimes for an hour or so, I watched my linen soldiers go with different uniforms and drills among the bedclothes through the hills, and sometimes sent my ships in fleets all up and down among the sheets, or brought my trees and houses out and planted cities all about. I was the giant great and still that sits upon the pillow hill and sees him dale and plain, the pleasant land of Counterpane. And I remember in the book, it had this little boy in the bed and had all his toys out, and it was just amazing. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And when I found that, I thought, I'm going to read.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Well, get ready for May, as we will have our spring book sale, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Bring your totes and sacks and fill up with bargain-priced books and audiobooks. Well, that's it for April. Stay safe and remember to be kind to everyone, and see you in May.
All right. Well, thank you, Lois. A wonderful update. Lots going on at the Coffeyville Public Library. Hope all can stop on by.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that is Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. We get to talk with Lois each and every first Thursday of the month at 7:40. Coming up, we will have a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension, and then we'll be getting into our update this week from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That's straight ahead here on KGGF.